In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah in chapter 40, verse 3, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. John the Baptist, being the son of Zechariah the priest, and Elizabeth, who was Mary's cousin, which is how we know that Mary was of the tribe of Levi, which is the priest line. We know she was of the tribe of Judah, which is the king line on her father's side from her genealogy in Luke chapter 3. Then went out to him, meaning out to John the Baptist, Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins, preparing the way for their sins to be forgiven upon repentance by the Lamb of God, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, which taketh away the sin of the world, as Christ is called by John the Baptist in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. The generation of vipers being the Kenites, meaning the sons of Cain, whose father was that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who impregnated Eve with Cain, as we know from Genesis chapter 3, and the sons of Cain later infiltrated the Levitical priesthood. And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees, therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. The only way to bring forth good fruit being through the true vine, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, and those who are in Christ bring forth good fruit by allowing themselves to be used by God to plant seeds of truth, whereby if God so chooses to cause those seeds to grow, others can be grafted into God's family tree also that all were part of in the first world age. And whosoever will, even a Kenite, can repent and become an heir according to the promise. As you can see in Galatians chapter 3, Abraham's seed with a capital S, singular not plural, is Christ Jesus, and those who are in Christ Jesus are Abraham's seed, plural, with a lowercase s, and heirs according to the promise. The promised land being the eternity, which is the third world age. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, this being John the Baptist speaking, obviously, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire, meaning all who are part of Satan's family tree will be cast into the lake of fire and blotted out of existence after the 1,000 years are finished. Those who will be on earth at the seventh trumpet when the true Christ returns, who will have failed to repent and take part in the first resurrection, will then have the opportunity to absorb the discipline Christ will teach through the millennial priesthood, being then able to stand against Satan when he gets released from the bottomless pit and take part in the second resurrection, as opposed to being blotted out of existence in the lake of fire, which is the second death. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.